But will you now to peace incline, and languish in the main design, and leave us in the lurch? I would not monarchy destroy, but only as the way to enjoy the ruins of the church. Is not the bishop's bill denied, and we still threaten to be tried? You see the king embraces those counsels he approved before, nor does he promise, which is more, that we shall have their places. Did I for this bring in the Scot? For 'tis no secret now the plot was Say's and mine together. Did I for this return again, and spent a winter then in vain, once more to invite them hither? Though more our money than our cause, their brotherly assistance draws. My labor was not lost. At my return I brought you thence, necessity their strong pretense, and this shall quit your cost. Did I for this my country bring, to help their knight against their king, and raise the first division, yet I the business did decline, though I contrived the whole design, and taught them to petition. So many nights spent in the city, in that invisible committee, the wheel that governs all, from thence the change in church and state, and all the mischief bears their date from Haberdash's hall. Did we for silent to despair, upon the king to cast the war, to make the world abhor him, because the rebels used his name, though we ourselves can do the same, while both alike are for him? Then the same fire we kindled here, whilst we pretend to quench that year, and wisely lost that nation, to do as crafty beggars use, the main themselves only to abuse the simple man's compassion. Have I so often passed between Windsor and Westminster unseen, and did myself divide to keep his excellence in awe, and give the parliament the law, for they knew none beside? Did I for this take pains to teach our zealous ignorance to preach, and did their lungs inspire, read them their texts, showed them their parts, and taught them all their little arts to fling abroad the fire? Sometimes to beg, sometimes to threaten, then say the cavaliers are beaten, and stroke the people's ears, and straight when victories grow cheap, and will no more advance the heap to raise the price of fears. And now the books, and now the bells, and now our arts the preacher tells, to edify the people, all our divinity is news, and we have made of equal use the pulpit and the steeple. And shall we kindle all this flame, only to put it out again? And must we now give o'er, and only end where we begun? In vain this mischief we have done, if we can do no more. If men in peace may have their right, where is this necessity to fight, and break both law and oath, who say that they fight for the cause, and to defend the king and laws, but 'tis against them both? either the cause at first was ill, or being good it is so still, and thence they will infer that either now or at the first they were deceived, or which is worst, that we ourselves may err. But plague and famine will come in, for they and we are near of kin, and cannot go asunder, for while the wicked starve indeed, the saints have ready at their need God's providence and plunder. Princes we are if we prevail, and gallant villains if we fail, when to our fame 'tis told, it will not be our least of praise, when our new state we could not raise, we have destroyed the old. Then let us slay, fight, and vote, till London be not worth a groat. O, 'tis a patient beast, when we have galed and teared that mule, and can no longer have the rule, we'll have our spoil at least.